A major shakeup could be in the works for the wireless industry. Bellevue-based T-Mobile has announced a merger with Sprint. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger says the merger will create more jobs.
Let me be clear here. The new T-Mobile will create thousands of jobs. From day one and every year thereafter, we will employ more people than Sprint and T-Mobile do separately.
For some analysis of this potential merger, I spoke with Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor of GeekWire.
T-Mobile and Sprint have long been the third and fourth players in the U.S. wireless industry. The giants of the industry are Verizon and AT&T. By combining, T-Mobile and Sprint are trying to really become the third giant. They'll end up with more than 125 million customers in the U.S., which starts to rival the overall size of AT&T and Verizon. But more than that, really, they're going to be able to combine their network infrastructure over time in a way that they say will allow them to basically become the leaders in what's known as 5G technology. In other words, mobile wireless broadband on the same level, rivaling your home wired connection. And that's where the industry's headed, and that's what they're trying to do.
Todd, company mergers, they always create a sense of uncertainty. T-Mobile has about 50,000 employees or so. Many of them are based here in Bellevue. What jobs could be on the line?
A variety of jobs, and really one of the main motivations for corporate mergers like this is to find redundancies.
I mean, right.
That is basic business school stuff, and I think there is at least the potential for some layoffs in the short term. However, the companies are saying in the long run, they plan to create thousands of new jobs with this merger as they try and build the base of T-Mobile and Sprint, combine the companies, and make them all larger. In the short run, it would not be a surprise, however, to see some positions cut, everything from administrative positions, some mid-level management things, areas where there could be duplication between the two companies.
And what about the consumers? I mean, what's the potential impact on them, on us?
I think there's a real question, especially at Congress and among regulators, about whether this will create more or less competition. T-Mobile and Sprint are making the case that by combining and becoming a third giant, mm-hmm. they will actually be a stronger competitor to AT&T and Verizon than either is individually now. And I think there's a strong case to be made for that fact. AT&T and Verizon are the giants, and they really can move markets with just individual decisions. And you've seen T-Mobile actually flip that and start to do that on its own, things like unbundling phone contracts is something, a movement that they essentially started, where you separate the cost of the device from the monthly cost of the wireless service. And I think that there is the potential for the larger T-Mobile to be even more of a disruptor. And in the end, if that happens, that could be good for consumers. And if they are able to follow through on their pledge to keep prices down as well. There is the potential here, at least, for this to be a good deal for consumers.
The interesting thing, though, is that usually when you get down to fewer number of competitors, that's usually a bad thing for consumers.
It absolutely is. But the thing is, the difference between four and three, and when that third is stronger, I think that is where the nuance comes in, and the potential, at least, for T-Mobile to really disrupt things. I mean, for people who out there who don't know John Ledger, he is profane and ambitious, and he wants to shake this industry up. And I do not think it should be underestimated, the fact that he is going to be the CEO of this company. There is the potential, at least over time, for T-Mobile, this company that will be essentially headquartered here in the Seattle area, to be the largest U.S. wireless carrier. And I think that's significant, and I don't think it's out of the question.
Todd, stepping back, looking at the big picture, what do you imagine the impact on the Puget Sound economy could be in the long run?
If this deal results in there being a big three wireless companies in the U.S., and one of those companies, T-Mobile, is based essentially here in the Seattle region, that is huge. The market is dynamic and changing. There's all sorts of different players out there. Wireless and home broadband and content are all combining, and so it's a big competitive landscape. But if you look at the U.S. wireless industry in particular, the implications for the Seattle region of having one of those big three here, it's pretty significant.
Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of GeekWire. If the merger goes through, T-Mobile will remain headquartered in Bellevue with a second headquarters in Overland Park, Kansas. It could take months for federal regulators to approve the deal.